One of the Americans not released today is teacher Mark Fogel, who was sentenced to 14 years in a Russian penal colony back in 2022. He was arrested in 2021 at a Moscow airport for carrying medically prescribed marijuana. Earlier this evening, before I spoke with the Deputy National Security Advisor, Mark Fogel's sister, Anne, joined us from her Montana home. Anne Fogel, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me. It's really important that I tell Mark's story.
While some families are rejoicing today as they've been reunited with their loved ones, your family still has to wait. How are you doing? How are you holding up?
It's been a heart-wrenching 36 hours. I spoke with Mark yesterday morning on the phone, and he, when I realized that he was still in Rybinsk and everyone else had been pulled out of their penal colonies, it was my heart really sank. But it's really hard to give up hope. And for the entire day, I rollercoastered around thinking that, you know, Rybinsk is about 4.5 hours from Moscow, and I thought that maybe they would be driving him down, or it was just really hard to let it go.
When you spoke with him, what did he say? What did he tell you? How is he doing?
He was kind of in the dark. He knew that something was going on, and then he saw a little bit of news about Paul. You know, they're constantly playing the television and news stations in the penal colony that he's in, and so he knew something was going on, but he doesn't speak Russian, so he wasn't exactly sure, and he called, and I didn't want to, I know this is crushing him, so I didn't want to tell him what I knew. But we, at that point in time, we were calling our senators and calling the ambassadors that we've been in touch with, and we were trying to get something activated for him. And so it was a crazy day of phones and messaging and emailing, and it's all for naught.
The National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, said today that the administration is working to secure your brother's release from Russia. Have you heard anything from the administration?
No, we've never heard from the administration. I did talk to my sister-in-law, and I did talk to Jake Sullivan about 2 years ago. But Mark has never been prioritized. You know, he was convicted under the same code as Brittany Griner, but he was never designated as wrongfully detained. And we don't have the NBA behind us, and we don't have the Wall Street Journal behind us. So it's been very difficult for us to get our man out.
Your mother, your 95-year-old mother, filed a lawsuit in June against the U.S. State Department over its failure to declare Mark Fogel as wrongfully detained. Why do you think he hasn't received that designation, and how has it complicated efforts, in your view, to secure his release?
I don't think he's been designated because I don't think he's important enough. As I said, we just don't have the notoriety, the celebrity status, and believe me, the worst part of this process is being pitted against other Americans. I don't want that. No one wants that. Mark doesn't want that.
When we started our conversation, you said you wanted to get your brother's story out. What do you want folks to know about your brother, Mark?
I want you to know that Mark has had an outsized impact on the world, essentially because he's taught internationally for so many years. He has thousands of students that he has taught, and he is, there's not a Hall of Fame for teaching, but he is the best of the best. And you have one of his students in your newsroom as we speak. He has students all over the world writing to him, praying for him, making movies about him. We need justice. He needs to come home. He needs to be with his family. His wife and sons need him. And this is absolutely unfair that they did not bring him home with the greatest historic prisoner swap since the World War. I wish I could be more steady, perhaps, in saying these things, but I feel very wronged for Mark. And he needs to come home. And the Biden administration has nothing to lose. They should have brought him home.
Ann Fogel, our thoughts are with you, your family, and your brother, Mark. Thanks again for your time this evening. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.